You know, I don't know if anyone's out there. You can hear me, but I need your help. You see, this is kind of embarrassing to say, but I don't quite know where I am. All I can say is I'm somewhere up in Yosemite, up in the high country. I ain't too far from Bloody Canyon, as far as I can tell, but I'm not quite certain. This is embarrassing because, you know, the soldiers are here, the colored soldiers are here, to protect the park, to patrol the park. And it's easier to do that if you know where you are. But when we come up here, we had no idea where we were. We had no idea what a national park was. So it took us a bit of time to get our bearings and to find out what place we had arrived, what place had claimed us. And now I've been here since 1903, and here it is July of 1904, and I figure I know my way around Yosemite. But it's embarrassing to say, but right now I have no idea where I am. No idea at all, and this is what's particularly troubling. I got no idea where I am, but it's so beautiful where I am, I don't care that I don't know where I am. Because my mule don't seem to be troubled by my disorientation. My mule seems to take it all for granted. There's a trail in front of it. There's a trail behind it. I guess it figures it always knows where its food is. It'll turn around and take us on back. But I'm thinking, right now, I ain't never been in this country before. I ain't never seen this part of Yosemite. It's all new. And when everything around you is all new, you are lost in a very deep and profound way. When everything is new, you are lost. But there's nothing that's negative about it. It's all a positive. It's all something good. And so I'm saying this, and you can't see me because I'm smiling as I say this. I am lost in Yosemite, and it's all right. Because part of the joy is figuring out how you're going to get back home and realizing you're already there. You don't need to figure out how to get home. This is home. Maybe that's why I'm happy. I don't know. All I know is any other place but Yosemite, if I was lost, I'd be worried. I mean, I'd be sweating and my heart would be beating fast and I'd be thinking, am I going to get out of this alive? Am I going to survive? Because I'm lost. This is trouble. This is bad. And I'm a sergeant. The government don't pay a sergeant to get lost. But now all I'm thinking, because I'm lost, the lieutenant can't find me. Because I'm lost, the captain don't know where I am. Because I'm lost, I got an excuse to just look up and see the world around me and realize, God, that's right, God is right here with me. And if God is with you, it don't matter how lost you are, because something greater than you has found you and claimed you. And Yosemite has claimed me. So I'm lost. I'm disoriented somewhere in Yosemite. But that means I've been found. Ain't that something? I never considered you could be lost and you could be found on the same day, in the same moment. But that's what mountains, these mountains, will do to you. So don't come look for me. You know, I'm all right. Don't do anything to try to find me. It's all right. Yeah, I'm lost. Have no idea where I am. But it's all right. I hope I stay lost for at least the next 2 days or even three. What could go wrong? I got food with me. I got a mule. I can get to where I'm going. Just don't know where that is right now. So I don't know how long it's going to be before I communicate with you again because I have no idea where I am. And that's all right.